The 2024 Cinefest lineup proves to be a cinematic feast for Canadian independent film lovers. With an eclectic, interesting schedule featuring plenty of experimental and off-kilter content, there's something for everyone. Ever since we established in 1989, we've been a showcase in Sudbury for independent film. The response to our first edition was incredible, and since then we have continued to expand and look for even better Canadian content, said Patrick O'Hearn, executive director of the festival. The word of mouth and excitement from tourists we get is unmatched, and even extends to other work we've done. The carved out an industry participation program in 1993 called the Northern Film Circuit, which is now housed by the Toronto International Film Festival. They have become a staple in the film community due to efforts like it. It first started to share film prints and create a network where assets and personnel associated with films could be connected one stop to the next. It was kind of like a band on tour. From things like that we've been able to build a following, he said. He said the community in Sudbury embraces arts and culture, which has allowed Cinefest to thrive throughout the years. They have a huge willingness to see events thrive. We became popular nationally due to our built-in, enthusiastic audience. We have individuals from all walks of life in a centralized venue, he said. Filmmakers who come here are struck by the size, enthusiasm and excitement from our audiences. There's a willingness to check out all types of films, ask questions, and look for inspiration in the art. He's excited about this year's program, which features a few standouts he thinks audiences will love. There's a film called Invisibles with Tim Blake Nelson, Oh Brother Where Art Thou, and Bruce Greenwood. Greenwood has made a name stateside and both are great actors. It's a sci-fi movie that deals with the theme of grief, he said. A man realizes he's turning invisible, and finds a community of people who are also becoming invisible. It has elements of loss, grief, and some great performances. It's a relatable film. While Invisible is a bit more dramatic, there's a romantic comedy on tap that O'Hearn thinks people will delight in. There's a film called Young Werther, and it's adapted by Goethe's 1700s novel about tragic romance. Alison Pill is great in it, and it has larger-than-life characters. I believe it's a great movie to escape into, he said. Many films on the slate are a response to our times, and cover things from the Ukraine war to the environment and looking at people who feel marginalized. There are inspiring stories with elements of sports and music, and some challenging features too. The festival also has a large focus on Indigenous programming as well as French language features. We are seeing the emergence of incredible Indigenous voices. Sudbury has developed incredible like through Black Spruce. Filmmakers like Darlene Naponce, who is from Sudbury, have really made a name for themselves. To see Sudbury develop some of Canada's standout Indigenous talent is inspiring, he said. Francophone films are also something that must be celebrated. There are amazing comedies and incredible dramas, and the community in Quebec has truly developed star power. Our Saturday gala is also from France, Le Comte de Monte Cristo. To see the Alexandre Dumas novel turned into a major cinematic endeavor is amazing. Heritage preserved in arts and culture is so important. One major thing the festival is known for is accessibility in terms of cost. We can provide university students a financially feasible option. With folks focusing on tuition and rising inflation, we all need an outlet. To be able to have people explore their interests in these films and the arts is amazing, he said. People want to be entertained and absorb content. This festival is an affordable way for folks to participate in larger conversations. A major facet to the festival is those who help put it together, including the staff and volunteers. To see these people work this hard is amazing, and some volunteers put more hours in during that week than staff. We encourage them to find a volunteer-life balance, but they're so passionate and want to experience every moment, he said. Dubbed the People's Festival, O'Hearn and staff are committed to ensuring that they bring content that connects with folks. We like to say we curate films for our audience, and this festival keeps growing and coming back because of this. People are re-engaged, and special events, screenings and pop-up networking opportunities are part of that, he said. We try to bring in something for everyone. This year there are films from Cannes and ones going to TIFF. We showcase the best and brightest, and encourage people to come on out. To see the whole slate of Cinefest offerings, visit the website here.